A nice eerie tone there. The Moonlight Sonata with strings. Yes, the cathedral strings. And coming up next, I'm joined by cellist and creative mastermind Andrew Ascenso, who's conjured up the ultimate Halloween night experience in Toronto Friday, October 31st. The Canadian Chamber Orchestra kicks off its season with Nosferatu, a symphony of horror at Hughes Room Live, a 1922 silent film in the background there with a live score performed by a chamber orchestra. I love it already. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Daniel. It's great to be here.
Terrific. Well, you're the mastermind behind this dramatic genre blending project. Tell me a little bit about the concept, how it came to life, Nosferatu.
Well, we're super excited for this concert, and it all kind of started last year. I've always been fascinated by Dracula, the character. He's been terrifying to me my whole life. But I went to see Robert Eggers' Nosferatu movie that came out last December. And great, beautiful movie this was. Just a great horror movie. And it kind of reignited my love of Dracula and the horror genre. And I realized I had never actually read Bram Stoker's novel. And I had never seen the original 1922 Nosferatu, which is, you know, it's an iconic horror movie. So I sort of became re-obsessed with Dracula. I read the book very quickly and I finally watched the movie. And, you know, I love the movie. It's a masterpiece, but something in it felt a little lacking to me. And I couldn't quite figure out what it was at first. So I was reading about it. I was reading film critics articles and essays about it. And I learned that there was a score written by Hans Erdmann back in the 20s, performed with live orchestra, but it was largely lost to time. Pieces of it remain, but there's really no original version. So kind of like Mozart's Requiem, right? It's been patched together and recomposed over time, and new versions have been composed. And I think there's even one compilation score, but I listened to as many as I could and watched the film several times, and nothing really impacted me the way I wanted it to. The filmmaking is gorgeous.
Well, that's what's so amazing about the silent film genre, that it can be reinvented for our era. I love that German expressionist cinema from Fritz Lang. I've done some piano concerts live with, you know, the movie playing in the Mac background. It's amazing to watch people's reactions. They're almost ghostly, eerie environment, dramatic shadows, stylized sets. Mm-hmm. Absolutely phenomenal.
And this movie, I mean, it's just a stunning film. And I thought there is so much opportunity out there. And I'm not a composer myself, but I was like, you know, I really want to feel what I should feel when I watch this movie. And so I started just thinking about what other pieces of music could sort of accompany moments in the film. And, you know, these pieces started coming to mind: Schoenberg, the Klärtenacht, and Shostakovich, and like late Beethoven. And I had this idea. It was a little bit far-fetched, and I thought, I don't know if my colleagues will go for this. But I had a meeting with my amazing friends and colleagues, Drew Comstock, who is my co-executive and artistic director at the CCO, and Emma Grieve, who's our director of marketing and communications. And I pitched it to them and said, what do you guys think about this idea? You know, expecting a little bit of skepticism. And immediately they were like, let's do it. It sounds like a great idea. Let's go for it.
Let's do it. Yeah. Yeah. George Crumb I see in there, and also a Canadian, Kelly Mary Murphy. Tell me about that pick.
We played Kelly Marie's piece, Circadian Rhythms, on an earlier concert this past spring, which was more of a sort of space universe themed concert. It's, I mean, her music is so stunning. She's one of my favorite contemporary composers. I've played a lot of her chamber music, but this piece just fits the vibe of the film. So, not to give too much away, but it's got a real edge to it. And it comes in near the end of the film when the town that Dracula comes to starts to panic a little bit because the plague is there and Dracula's arrived.
Nice.
And everyone's running around, and there's this really unsettling music that Kelly Marie's written. So it's we're excited to play that again.
I'm speaking with Andrew Ascenso, and he is the mastermind behind this incredible concert, Nosferatu, which is the Romanian word for vampire, based on a horror film directed in 1922 by Murnau and it's coming to you live with a live score performed by the Canadian Chamber Orchestra at Hughes Room Live. That's this Friday. You can find out more information at CanadianChamberOrchestra.com. Andrew, you've answered so many of my questions already. How do you synchronize the live orchestra with the film? Do you have a, like a click track there, some visual cues? How do all the musicians get this going?
It's a good question. So typically we are conductorless. We're a 14-piece conductorless orchestra, which in concert is just creates the most exciting music. However, for this particular show, I will be conducting it. Just sort of out of necessity, just to sync things up, make sure we really nail our tempos.
Gotcha. Are you playing the cello at the same time?
Not this time, no.
Not this time.
a wonderful colleague of ours, Brian Holt, is joining for this concert. And so I'll be conducting this one. Although the music making is still very much chamber music. I'm giving tempos, staying out of the way, if you know what I mean. Let these amazing musicians do their thing.
Well, on top of that, there's Nosferatu with the live orchestra. There's a happy hour that precedes the event. And then there's an after party. You've even thought of that, a Halloween after party, of course. Drinks, dancing, and a costume contest.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a great evening. If you come early, you can grab a drink and mingle. We're going to have a party after in Hughes Room. It's going to be a great time. If the Blue Jays are playing a game 6 that night, we might be showing that on the big screen too.
Oh,
I know a lot
wow.
of people are trying to balance baseball and entertainment these days. So we're we're all big fans ourselves.
Go Blue Jays, go. Absolutely, absolutely. We wish them well. All right. Andrew, thank you so much. A great spooky symphonic magic event that's coming up at Hughes Room Live this Friday. Canadian Chamber Orchestra, the creative mastermind, Andrew Ashenso. Thank you for joining us today. Good luck.
Thank you so much for having me on, and looking forward to Friday.
Absolutely. We're looking forward. We're super excited for you. Get more information. Get your tickets now at CanadianChamberOrchestra.ca. That's CanadianChamberOrchestra.ca. Andrew, a pleasure. Cheers.
Thank you so much. Bye.